Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Let's Celebrate. You're here with Chakaysha. In fact, you know, I've been traveling all over, and now I'm in sunny, sunny California. We have a little wind. I'm out in this beautiful environment in sunny California. So every once in a while, we'll hear some wind kick up here. But it's such a beautiful day. I thought I'd take us outside. It's cool and just beautiful, beautiful. It was beautiful in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's beautiful here in California. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, bringing you Let's Celebrate. You know, we have a whole lineup of shows on Sunday, and this is the second Sunday, and we're bringing you Let's Celebrate, where people are acknowledged and we're actually being with them while they're being who they are, you know, and we want to celebrate that and acknowledge that. Tonight our show will be about friendship. We're going to also take the time to remember Michael Jackson. So we're going to have people call in and share about two of Michael Jackson's songs, We Are the World and Heal the World. So later on in the show, you'll be able to call in and make comments and tell us about some of your feelings about those songs and what do you think Michael had in mind when he wrote those songs. We have a very special guest that'll be joining us later, and we're going to be looking at friendship. And as I said, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show. We're bringing you the International Black Summit Network. And one of the things we do to start all of our shows is the actual sharing of the International Black Summit Declaration. And so what we're going to do now is actually ask Glenn if he would share that with us. And this is the piece, this is the document, this is the declaration that were created in 1991 by people at the summit. So we'll just stop here and have Glenn share that with us.
Good evening, everybody. This is Glenn Greenwich. This is the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is July 12th, 2009. A moment of silence. Thank you. Back to you, Chakaysha.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a global show. We're coming in from all around the globe. We just had Glenn, who's assisting us tonight, and he's coming in from New York. We also have on Switchboard Henrietta Bird coming in from Chicago. So you don't know who will be coming in from where on the globe to be with us tonight. And we want you to call in and share with us. I'm going to ask Glenn if he'll give us our call number where people can call in and share with us or with questions or comments for later on in the show?
The number is 646-716-9827. Once again, 646-716-9827.
Thank you, thank you. And as you know, you're listening to Let's Celebrate with Chakasha. And one of the things that we're doing with our shows that we bring you four shows a month, and when we have a fifth Sunday, a fifth show. And what we want to do is have you be involved. We want you to make comments up. Call in. You can listen. If you want to share a comment when you call in, you want to press the number 1 after you connect, because that will make your little hand come up. I mean, we actually see you raise your hand, and that way we'll know to click on you and bring you in for your comment or question. And then when you finish, we ask that you press that 1 again, and then that'll make your hand go down, and then we'll see who else there is to come in. So let me give you our lineup, our wonderful lineup for the month. So you're with Let's Celebrate. But before me, last week, if you were fortunate to listen, on the first Sunday of the month, you have On Track with Reverend Henrietta Byrd. And then the second Sunday, yes, you have yours truly, Chakasha, with Let's Celebrate. And then on the third Sunday, you have, after Let's Celebrate, you have Vision Work. And then after Vision Work, we bring you some male energy. All these females have been with you. And then we bring ours truly, Gwen, coming in from New York with Man of the Month. And not only on Sundays, we got two Tuesdays for you that Gwen brings you the Wealth Club. On our Sunday shows, it's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and on Tuesday, it's 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we're looking forward to you joining us there. And as I said, I'm bringing you Let's Celebrate. And the whole point of Let's Celebrate is I wanted to take the time to actually celebrate you and friends of the summit, and friends of people who have never been to the summit. It's a whole group of people. People should be celebrated, and I'm actually taking the time to celebrate you. You know, so that's what this show is about. And the International Black Summit is an organization like no other organization. You hear the word organization and certain things come in mind for you. And I'm going to ask you just to pretend that you really don't know what I mean when I say organization, when I talk about the International Black Summit. As you can tell as you listen to the declaration of the International Black Summit, that you could hear some of that difference. And one of the things is that we're looking at community, and we're looking at who we are in the world, and who we are as leaders. So it's quite something special. And one of the ways that we share that specialness with you is that we have an annual event that happens the first Friday in August of every year. And it starts on a Thursday night because, as I said, we want to celebrate. So we actually have a celebration, an opening night. It starts on Thursday, and then the summit begins on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we move through those 3 days. So this year, we are in London, England. I want to invite you. We will be in London, England, starting July 30. You know, that first Friday, that Thursday night showed up there on the 30th of July, and then we'll move straight through to August 2nd. So I'm personally inviting you, and collectively, the International Black Summit is inviting you to be in London, England. And you can find out more information about that by going to our website, which is blacksummit.org, all one word, blacksummit.org. And there you can get the information about where, what hotel You'll find out exactly where we'll be in London, and you can register right there. We also have a youth component, so bring the children, bring other young people. We have senior rates, so we're including everyone, and it's around the globe. So if you're in Jamaica, if you're in Africa, if you're anywhere on those seven continents, you know, check it out. And there's rates that apply for those different areas. So we would love to see you in London, England. So that's one way you're able to be with us. Another way is through this talk show, this radio show. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com and go to International Black Summit. And you will see the shows. In fact, let's not even make it that complicated. When you're at blacksummit.org, you'll actually see a click button. And if you click right there, it'll take you to all the radio shows we've done over the years. And you can download that. And when I say download, that means you can bring it right to your computer or your MP3 or any one of those gadgets that we now have available. And you can actually download and save all of the previously recorded shows and listen to them at your leisure, you know, when you're opening up your email or you're flying across the globe on the airplane, you can actually listen to our shows. So there's many ways to get in contact with us. So a lot's going on. We're coming up on, we're looking at that. We're going to probably be having our guest come in the next few minutes. Let me just check in. I see my guest is calling in, and what she wants to do is call. Will you give that call number again, Glenn?
It is 646-716-9827.
Okay. And so I know just trying to reach me, so we're going to just have her call into that number, and we'll be speaking with her. So it's a special show tonight, very close to my heart. And as the guest is calling in, I want to take the time to share one of our special moments that's always included on my show, and it's called Story Time. Story time with Reeducation. And I always pick a story to tell you that's a real life story, something out of the summit experience, something out of the time that I've had being in the summit. I've participated with the summit since 1993, and I'm looking forward to being in London. I'll be there. So I want to just give you a little short story to share with you from a moment from the International Black Summit Story Book Collection. And this one is concerning my children. I have three children. Well, they're grown folks now, but back in the day they were little ones. And this is in for the New York Summit. In the New York Summit, my children were teenagers. They were 16, 14, and something like 8 years old. And I wanted to take them to the summit. Just like I told you earlier, we have a youth component. And so I wanted my children to participate in the summit for the very first time. But I'm a retired school teacher, so you know, school teachers, sadly to say, we don't get paid the kind of money we need to get paid. So it's hard to take four people from California to New York. But I'm very fly and very smart. And I said, how can I get them there? I said, we'll take the Greyhound bus. The Greyhound bus. So we decided we would go across the United States on bus. Now, you got to get, I'm taking teenagers across the United States on a Greyhound bus. You know they don't like that, okay? So I want you just to pin in that and just think about young people traveling across the United States on the bus. But you know what? We had a plan. And our plan was, we're going to have a great time. We're going to make it family time. We're going to create family on this bus. And I mean literally, when we got on the Greyhound bus in California, we had Scrabble. We had all the board games because we were going to make that family time. And what happened is there was all kind of family there. There was one lady who had at least children under the age of 6. Can you believe that? Okay. Once again, we got to just think about that. Children. So anyway, we just made it all about family. We took time to be with her, see how we could support her. We just had people like in lines up and down the aisle waiting to play Scrabble, waiting to play Hangman. We just created all of these games going from California across the United States to New York. And when we got to New York, we were just full of family. You know, when people were getting off the bus, you thought it was family members, the way everybody was waving goodbye to them. So it's just amazing what the summit can create in you, and then you create in the world. So we actually, like I said, created family. When we got to New York, there was family there. In fact, that summit had 500 people in the summit that year. It was amazing. We had a lot of young people. A lot of things got accomplished all of that summit. So I'm going to just ask Glenn, as he's thinking a moment, if he remembers something from that summit about what it was like, because he's from New York. If he can remember that New York summit. Do you remember that New York summit, Glenn?
I absolutely do. And one of the things that I was excited about were all of the people from the New York, New Jersey, and all over the country, and actually all over the world that came together. That was, now the specific thing that I remember is that was the first big youth summit. So that was the first time that the youth actually had their own separate summit. They had trained themselves and organized themselves, and they launched the youth summit that year. So that's what I remember about New York being the biggest, one of the best, but they're all great, but the youth establishing themselves and getting themselves trained, and establishment of the youth summit that year.
Wow. Thank you. Yes, young people, they were just awesome during that time period. Okay, thank you for sharing that, Glenn. And what we're going to do right here.
Shakaysha?
Yes, in the edit.
Someone has their hand up.
Okay, great. Is it a 510?
No.
Okay. Let's go ahead and one of the things I want to do, we're going to take that person, but I'm also going to actually call my guest and have her get our call number again. So the person with their hand up, just give us a moment, and we're going to take your comment. I'm so excited to hear what you want to share. One moment.
Glenn?
Okay, what we're going to do is go ahead and hear from our guest, not able to bring the person to make that call. So let's hear what our person with their hand up has to share.
Okay, and Takesha, one other question. When you finish with our caller, can you explain what the summit is? Because we have a lot of listeners on. Could you just explain what it is? After we take this question?
Okay, sure.
Okay, 773-488, you're on the air.
Okay,
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And where are you calling from?
This is Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, great. Thank you. Chicago's in the house.
Yes. Yes. Now, I would like for you to explain to me why you call it the International Black Summit.
Okay, great.
And the word I'm focused on is international.
Okay, great,
because
great.
Because as I was reading, I could not make that connection.
Okay.
With the word international.
All righty. Great question, great question. We call ourselves the International Black Summit because one of the things people of African descent is we're all over the world. We are totally international. And many times we've had the summit in the United States. We've been in Georgia. We've been in Louisiana, Chicago, New York, California, you know, just crisscrossing the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember, the United States is one of the seven continents, so North America. But we've had the summit on at least three, if not four, different continents. So we've been in Africa. We've been in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in Jamaica.
Okay. At these times, though, you weren't dealing with the subject of Louisiana.
No. In fact, we have a lot of different conversations,
mm-hmm.
and it's really the conversations come from who's in the room. And at that time, if you think back in the 90s, I use the word room because at that time, that's the space we were working from was like a room. So it's like what people showed up in that particular room in those different locations. So sometimes we were in Louisiana, sometimes we were in New York, then we started traveling outside of the country.
Okay.
But a lot of people always say to me, remember, North America is part of the seven continents.
Right.
So North America we think of as the United States, but don't forget there's Canada.
Uh-huh.
That part of North America. And then we've been in Brazil, South America. We've been in Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay. That. Well,
so now you see that international connection.
Right. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
And would you mind sharing your name, your first name with us?
Yes, I'm Dolores G.
Thank you, Dolores G. Excellent question. Are you a first-time listener?
First time, yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'd love to have you join us again.
I'd like to make one comment about the Youth Summit.
Yes.
Are you one of the few people that have, few groups that have taken it upon themselves to pass the torch? Because it seems as though very few of the old-timers are moving fast enough. We don't get much publicity on anyone that's young and outstanding other than the young man that just took over the NAACP. Of course, we get good coverage on him. But we haven't gotten much coverage on an up-and-coming group of young people that can carry the torch. We need to be exposed to up-and-coming young people that can carry the torch. And I realize that it's going to take a special group of people to get this going and to pull it together because the other organizations aren't doing it. And it's time that we saw a group of upcoming young people that can carry the torch. We got to learn about them. We got to study them. We got to watch them. There's no exposure to that effect.
Right. Well, Dorothy G. from Chicago, you brought up a great point, and we're happy to say I'm going to speak for a minute or so in response to that, and then I'm going to ask Glenn and Henrietta both if they'll just say a little bit of their experience around the youth on that. Because once again, I'm going to reach out and try to connect up with my guests. So I'm going to start off by saying, Dorothy G., that you're pointing in the right direction in terms of we definitely want to include our young people. In fact, our young people are always included. But our young people have especially shown their leadership and given their voice inside of the International Black Summit. I know my own children personally grew and had such a dynamic experience in the International Black Summit. My daughter at one time was one of the coordinating, what we call a coordinator of the Youth Summit. So for the full year, she was a very instrumental and a very important aspect of the International Black Summit in that they represented the youth, and they got youth involved all over the globe. And I saw growth. I saw my son stand up in South Africa in front of 200 people and said out of his experience being in the summit and being in Africa that he knew we were not an oppressed people. That he had always known that, but his experience in the International Black Summit gave evidence and gave him confidence of where he would go forward with that. So I'm going to stop there and toss it over to Glenn and then ask Henrietta to carry it until I come back on with information about our guests. So at you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Glenn Greenwich again. What I'd like to say is that my daughter was one of the original youth facilitators, and so I've been involved with the youth training from the beginning. Our training is about leadership. It's about training to be leaders in the community. And young people who have been who started out with the program have all become leaders in their community. So our training, our focus at the International Black Summit is for leadership for adults as well as for youth. And one of the things that we're in concert with is that it's about making ourselves better community folks, and by doing so, we impact ourselves, we impact the people around us, and we impact the larger community. And the Youth Summit is also consistent with that conversation of empowering yourself first, and then empowering the people around you, given that you're empowered, and then empowering your community. So it's about it's really about having things happen and being a leader.
Very good. Wonderful.
Yeah, this is Henrietta, and my daughter, I think she started attending the summit maybe when she was 11. I think she was around sixth grade, and it gave her an opportunity to speak about her concerns as being a young lady being raised without her biological father. And the sponsors or the adults that are over the youth, you know, that kind of, and I shouldn't say over because the youth do their own thing, but
mentors?
The sponsors, pardon me?
Mentors?
They're like, yeah, you could call them mentors, but really what they do is they maintain the space for the youth, and they make sure that the other adults don't come in the room, that the youth, whatever it is they want to do, they make sure that they allow them to bring forth their own agenda. And, you know, the adults are really there for support. And the youth create their own agenda. They do their own facilitator training. You know, they decide what the questions are going to be. And the adults, they see it through. You know, they're just there for support. And so it's really good. And that's what makes it so wonderful for the youth, is that it's theirs. You know, it's not something we create and give to them.
I know they do have more of a global vision and outlook.
Right.
And I feel that we should incorporate the global outlook and innovation. That's the road they're traveling. And
okay.
Highlight that much more.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter enjoyed it a lot because it gave her a voice, you know, it gave mm-hmm. her a place where she could share with others her age and slightly older than she. There were a lot of people that she could look up to and see where she was going in life, you know, based on the other youth that were in the room.
Yes.
So it's an excellent program.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I just really loving what Dorothy's sharing with us. Dorothy, do you have some young people that you have in mind? Yes. Henrietta, am I back on?
Yeah, you're on. You're
okay,
on.
Okay, yes.
But Dorothy's off. Dorothy's off.
Okay. Okay, well, Dorothy, we're just really excited with you bringing up the youth, and we definitely want the word out that this International Black Summit is about youth. We're looking for youth this year to be with us in the summit. You know, you can contact us once again at blacksummit.org and see the youth rates. The rates are different for the youth and for youth from different parts of the country. So now we're moving to our next part. Once again, I want you to know this is the International Black Summit Talk Show, bringing you the International Black Summit Network. And we have four shows a month, and when there's the fifth month, we have five. But let me give you that lineup again before I'll have our special delight of some beautiful music. One of the things that's always in a celebration is music. I've been working to bring us some music, and I have found the person for you. This young lady is going to be sharing our music, her gift with us around music. But before we bring her on with that song, I want to give you our lineup again. The first Sunday we have On Track, Reverend Henrietta Byrd sharing with us, having us look at, are we on track? Are we staying on track? Did we detour from the track? Or just sharing what it is that we're on track about. Then you have yours truly, Let's Celebrate, who's bringing celebration, music, the joy of who we are as a people. And then we have Vision Work with New Jersey, Mrs. Yes, Claire, Devon, bringing us Vision Works. We'll be looking at our visions. And then, as I said, we're definitely bringing in the male energy, and we're doing that with our truly from New York, Glenn, and he brings us the man of the month. And that's always exciting, listening to that male energy, getting a perspective from the male, and having the female energy mixing with that male energy is just, like, delicious. And not only does Glenn bring us man of the month, we're talking about the money. We're talking about abundance. We're talking about the wealth club. Remember, wealth isn't just money, but about your health, about your family. What are the riches in life? And Glenn gives us that. So Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are here for you, bringing you that. And like I told you earlier, we have a special delight tonight. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some music in this celebration. And if my switchboard would look, we should see a 5110 lit
yeah,
up
she's
there.
On. She's
okay.
on.
Okay. I'm bringing you my friend Venus. Are you there?
I am here. Hi, Shakesha.
Hi, it's great. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing your gift. In fact, you won't believe this audience. Her last name is Gift. So she's going to share the gift of her voice with us. So with that, she's going to be bringing us Reach Out and Touch Someone. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Venus.
All right. Venus here. And thank you so much, Acacia, for being able to share the song to everyone who's listening. And wish Acacia shared with me what the show was going to be about. This song just touched my heart and came to mind. And I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Reach Out and Touch Someone's Hand. Diana Ross used to sing it all the time at the end of her shows. So I'm going to give you a little acapella on it, and hope you're blessed and graced with it. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Take a little time out your busy day to give some encouragement to someone who's lost their way. Would I be talking to a stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own? We can change things if we start giving. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand? Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. You can sing it with me. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. We all can make this world, like Obama said, yes we can.
Yes
make
we can.
Make this world a better place if you can. A little bit of
woo! Wow. I mean, you couldn't have picked a better song. You couldn't have picked a better song for today, the topic of our show, and like you said, just for the world, just for the world. And that song fits our relationship, Venus.
Yes.
Venus and I actually met by reaching out and touch. For months, I never saw Venus. I just had a friend who called me one day and said, I want you to share something with some friends of mine, with a friend of mine. So I got a special friend, and you're my special friend. Her name is Tara Andrews. In fact, the Andrews family are the family, is the family that actually shared the International Black Summit with me for the first time, that had me be in Oakland in 1993. So when she called me and asked me to share about the Landmark Forum, and I did that, I called Venus. I didn't know her. Venus was kind enough to receive my call. I shared with her about the Landmark Forum, and we talked back and forth. I answered her questions. I shared what I saw that it would be possible out of her doing that program, and she took it on. She actually did the Landmark Forum. And you know, I wasn't going to miss the opportunity of sharing the International Black Summit with her. And so then I shared the International Black Summit with her. At that time, to do the International Black Summit, the prerequisite was that you do the Landmark Forum. So, you know, I definitely wanted to share because I wanted everyone to do the International Black Summit. So I shared it with her, and then we were looking at her coming to do the summit. And so then I shared with her the new program that we were doing at that time, which was the new prerequisite to the International Black Summit. Now you got to remember, Venus and I had never met. Never, never met. We're doing all of this by telephone, just like the song Reach Out. We were just reaching out to each other. So, Venus, what was your feeling on the other end?
Wow. Well, you know, I'm always open, like Keisha just said, the word possibility. And I'm always open to possibility. You know, she reminded me just a few days ago of how we met, and I was like, that's right. And I came to Southern California, came to the, you know, meeting, and it was just awesome. And it was just a great feeling to have someone from another city. I'm from Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area. And here we are talking about Southern California, which we know it isn't miles and miles and thousands of miles away, but it's far enough. You know, we all like to feel comfortable where we are, you know, stay home. But it's nice that someone from another city, you know, 400 miles away, reaches out, invites you, makes you feel welcome, makes you feel at home. And that's what you reminded me of, Shakesha, just that, you know, you never know what someone has to offer. Sometimes we're so shut down with opening ourselves up to other people because of how we're socialized sometimes and the things that are going on in the world. But there's still some great people out there, and I'm going to tell you, Shakesha was one of them. She reminded me of that. It was just a wonderful, and we've established a wonderful friendship through that, you know. And we don't talk every day or even every week, but we know we can call each other, and that's what's special. And, you know, it's important to have people you love, people you can trust in your life, people that you can reach out to, and people that can reach out to you, you know.
And wow. Thank you, Venus. And like she said, we don't talk all the time, but the moment that we speak to each other, we're right back to that intimate feeling of friendship. It's just like we've known each other our whole lives. We share our family. You know, she tells me what's happening in her life. I tell her what's happening in my life. I know she's a singer. Her husband sings. She does drama. She's very active with her children in their schools. You know, she goes out to the schools and participates. And, like, you know, I haven't met everybody in her family. It's like I know her family. And
you
hear from that point. Yeah.
No, just like what you said, I said, wow, Katie knows my family. She knows my everyday life because that is it. You know, I'm just one of those people who really likes to make sure family is taken care of along with friends. And I don't care if it's my mother or father, to my children, to my husband. And, you know, it's always important to have me time, but I do care about those around me, friends. So now, you know, just by Shakesha and I reconnecting, I know that I have a friend to call when I go back down to Southern California, which I haven't been in a long time, but I plan on making a trip down there, Shakesha.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. One of the reasons why I'm sharing this friendship with everyone is that's one of the things I've gotten from being in the International Summit, is these kinds of friendships and how to have every friendship have this richness. Because this is what shows up inside of the International Black Summit, is you make friends. You make friends for a lifetime. You make friends that become family members. And, you know, I just wanted to really have a Venus come on and have you experience what I've experienced by attending the International Black Summit all of these years. And that's why we make the invitation to come to London. And if from some chance you can't be with us in London in 2010, we're going to be in Baltimore, Maryland. And you can, you know, participate there. And throughout the years, we bring the prerequisite to your community. So as I said earlier, by you contacting blacksummit.org, you can see the different ways to have us come and not bring the community, but connect with the community right there where you are. And, you know, it's just a really great, and we're talking about friendship and reaching out and touching. And I just want to take a couple of minutes, if you were able to listen to our June 14th show. Everyone knows that, you know, some some interesting and challenging things were happening in my life. And out of the International Black Summit, I had all of these friends and people who were, like, there for me. People, like I said, they become family. I mean, I had people praying, chanting, being a stand that my life, my essence would continue in this plane that we call the earthly plane. I was going through that experience in my life, and I had people from the summit, people from the University of Santa Monica, my biological family, people who knew people that I knew, being that stand. And, I'm calling that the journey that Jakaysha is on. I'm on a journey, and I'm getting very present to the different spaces that I'm going through in that journey. And so I just wanted to give you an update. I'm back here in California looking at some more things that I need to do to continue to have myself be in the best state that I can be in. And I'll just keep giving you updates about the journey, and also having you continue to look at the journey perhaps that you're taking in life, and who are the people that are being the stand and being the steering for you that I got to experience, in the month of June. So we'll continue with that thread. I'm going to ask for an update on time to see what else we're going to be able to cover today in our show. What's our time?
Because you have about
13 minutes.
Great. Now, if you had a chance at the top of the show or going to blogtalkradio.com, you saw one of the other things that I wanted us to share around tonight is about Michael Jackson. As we all know, we lost a icon. We lost a person who just totally changed the way that music has been done. I mean, he broke through barriers, and not only breaking through a barrier, he actually created a whole nother dimension for music to travel through. People have spoken how Michael Jackson and his video Thriller, like, broke through, MTV. MTV didn't want to show it, and there had to be pressure put upon them, and then when they showed it, I mean, the Thriller just was like a monster. It was a monster of a moment, and music has never been the same. But I want to narrow it down to really acknowledge and celebrate who Michael Jackson was, is I want to narrow it down. And let's just look at two of his songs. Let's look at We Are the World and Heal the World. Let's talk about those two songs. So I'm going to ask Venus if she would share, especially being a musician, a person who sings, like, what feelings did Michael Jackson bring for you through those songs? And just share a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, losing Michael Jackson, didn't it feel, Shakaysha, like losing a family member? I mean, he's been with us for so long, and who would have thought he would have died at 50? And just looking back at Michael's past to his present and his day of death is that everything that he touched and everything that he sang about, We Are the World, it had so much meaning and depth to it. I mean, he didn't play around with the words to a song, We Are the World, We Are the Children, We Are the Ones to Make a Brighter Day, so let's start living, like now, not tomorrow, but let's live now and help each other. And he was such a entertainer that was about people, and, you can say what you want about him, but, everybody has their struggles in life, but you don't realize how big someone is and what they contributed to the world until they're gone. And that's what everybody's seeing now, how large he was, how large his heart was. And his music, We Are the World, I mean, I was just looking at a book with Quincy Jones and looking at that particular section of Michael and Quincy working together in that We Are the World session, and it was just phenomenal. It was just something that will probably never happen again like that. Something to remember.
Right. Well, thank you, Venus. Switchboard, Henrietta, do we have any other callers, anybody else that wanted to share? Want to make sure we get those comments in? Okay, great. So you can call us at, Glenn, do you have that number for us again?
646-716-9827.
Okay. Call in with comments or questions about those two songs of Michael Jackson. I wanted to take the question and get a little input from Henrietta.
Okay. Can you repeat the question? We have another caller on the air.
Great.
313 number. 313, you're on the air.
And our question was, we're actually taking time to celebrate Michael Jackson. And my question was, would you share with us your feelings about the two songs, two of Michael Jackson's songs, We Are the World and Healing the World? Would you like to share something about that? 313?
Okay, I guess they're listening.
Okay, we have a listener there. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Can I guess? Right. I would like the Heal the World song. It's so appropriate, and it's appropriate all the time. You know, it's like there's always some part to heal. You know, some part that we can make better. Not that there's anything wrong, but there's always some part that we can make better. And so I think, you know, that song is always appropriate. And the other, the We Are the World, I wish we could do that again. The Hands Across America, I would like to do that again. When I think about how we can actually do the best tribute to Michael Jackson, it would be to do the Hands Across America again.
Yes, yes. I mean, Michael Jackson, like, it wasn't just about music. He wasn't just like, I want to sing the best song, sell the most records. He wanted, as Venus had pointed out, he wanted to touch, reach out and touch. He was using music to touch us as a nation, as a globe, not just here in the United States or in this little part, but he addressed the world. And I loved how he had music become political in the sense of we all really got the chance to get how we're all the government in the United States, the government in China, the government in Africa, the government in Turkey, and that we all can do something. And one of the ways that I saw that he had us see that, was actually taking all of these stars and having them perform on this one song. But what each and every one of those stars had to do was leave their ego. They said one of the things they would say to performers as they entered the room to perform was leave your ego at the door. And you could hear that, because what you didn't hear was that person as a personality or as an ego. You heard their voices actually lifting us up and saying how we could make the world be different, that we could make a difference as individuals. And it brought the whole world through music, that you could see these stars, like, not be talking about I'm the big bad this, but just giving of themselves and giving their voices in a humble way that created beautiful music, which then transformed, I know, me myself, into where, you know, where can I give myself humbly? Where can I make a difference, you know? So it was globally that his music touched us all around the world. Glenn, what did you see or hear about those songs?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and of course, you know, I went up to the Apollo Theater twice this week just to be with the people there selling Michael Jackson knickknacks and songs and T-shirts, and just watching the people dancing in the streets to his music. You know, it was just, I mean, to be in the moment of that experience is just an amazing thing. But to answer the question specifically, what I noticed about where I was in the conversation is that Michael Jackson was really a minister of love, and he delivered the love through his music. Because if you listen to him, even when Michael was young, he was always talking about love. You know, he was talking about losing a woman or getting a woman or, you know, Billie Jean. You know, he was very much a minister of love, and the music was the expression. And I think that part of it was that he was a little misunderstood around his stardom. But the bottom line is that he always was about love. And if you ever listen to him, his interviews as well as his music, he's always coming from love. So
Thank you. Thank you for just really, you know, that brought me to, wow, yeah, he was a minister. He was bringing the message of love. And I mean,
Hello?
Jakesha? I think we might have lost her.
Uh-oh, I think so, too.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left, so why don't you take us home, Henrietta?
Okay, I just wanted to bring Clara in because she's on to respond to the question that Jakesha had about the two songs, Heal the World and We Are the World.
Right.
Go ahead, Clara.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Now we can.
Okay. Oh, I was just listening to what both of you said, and just saying Michael Jackson was about love, and just he was for the human race, you know? I just really, that he was so for the human race, black, white, brown, purple, green, short, tall. You know, he just tried to bring that oneness of humanity into his song and that love, and you guys are so right. And, you know, I mean, even though he had his internal dealings, we all do, he still was so unselfish and giving in that manner. Even at this last performance that he was planning to do with, you know, in London, he said, you know, okay, it almost seemed like he didn't want to do it, but he was going to do it unselfishly, and this is it. This is my last one, but I know he would have given his best, and he was just so unselfish, you know. And so love in everything that he did in his music and with people.
Well, you know, one of the things that you brought up, which is fantastic about him, from my estimation, is that he always was about the fans first. It was never about the money or the recognition. It was about giving his fans the best, and that's where he always came from.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So right. So, and on behalf of Takesha and Let's Celebrate, I would like to thank you, Venus, for being our guest tonight, and also to the listeners that are on, you know, that are listening, the people who will listen at another time. We thank God for you. Thank you, Glenn, and Claire was on a little bit earlier. And again, on behalf of Takesha and the International Black Summit, we thank you so much. And please be with us next week for Vision Works, so we can see and listen to visions of others And it always gives us some insight onto how to vision things for ourselves. God bless everyone, and we'll see you next week, same time, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God
bless you.
Good night.
God bless. Good night.